Hare Krishna. This morning I had a surprising and unpleasant experience while on the internet. And interestingly enough, it came up while I was doing some research on Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which is both very spiritually enlightening, enlivening scripture, as well as a pretty innocent topic in comparison to what I came across. All right, what's the mystery of what I came across? Well, I came across criticism of Srila Prabhupada, which, of course, is not a new thing, unfortunately. From Srila Prabhupada's time, it started with his god brothers, and some, or at least a few of his disciples, both disciples and followers are amongst those who criticize Prabhupada, sometimes for his feminist views, or at least what they call feminist views. We just call them Vedic views or Varnashram views, and for other reasons. I'm not going to get into any real detail about that, but the reason why I paid attention to this particular criticism was because, surprisingly, it came to me from someone who I knew well. I knew for some time, because he was also French Canadian. He came to Montreal Temple from South America in 1975. He was a sannyasi, fell down from being a sannyasi, and he was a good preacher. Then when I left Montreal, I sort of really lost track with him, and since then I haven't seen or heard of him. And from what he is now, I don't really want to see or hear any more of him. But interestingly, he's become, at least according to his claim, a psychiatrist or psychoanalyst, and his specialty interest is studying how cults brainwash people, which is an interesting thing, because in psychiatric circles, I think quite a long time ago, the old concept of brainwashing is rejected as a non-existent phenomenon. But this person and I take it that he's not a devotee anymore from what he's doing and saying, was directly attacking Srila Prabhupada. First one that caught my attention was that he was accusing Ambarish Prabhu of being brainwashed, and then he went on to accuse Srila Prabhupada of different things, which are really not the substance of what I wanted to talk about. The substance was how someone who was a sannyasi, a surrendered devotee, who had association with Srila Prabhupada, faith in Srila Prabhupada. No, I won't say he was bad then, he wasn't. How he can turn against Srila Prabhupada. One thing, that someone falls down and becomes a sense enjoyer and accepts and recognizes his own shortcomings, but something else when someone becomes antagonistic, attacks Srila Prabhupada, accuses Srila Prabhupada, who, for all intents and purpose, gave the world, and of course all of us, meaning to our lives, gave us answers to the real problems and questions of life. It was really, for me, quite mind-boggling, and shows the strength and potency of the material energy and how careful Vaishnavas have to be not to compromise their faith, because even in such a personality as Srila Prabhupada, who you would think is beyond criticism, but still we see that there are devotees, non-devotees, who are finding fault with Srila Prabhupada and making accusations against his divine grace, and obviously saying things that are detrimental, to say the least, to the spiritual lives of those who hear them. So sadhu-savadam, we need to be very careful and not undermine the power of the material energy, mamamaya duratyaya, and the influence that the material energy can have in the different ways that it can influence others. And of course, if that goes for faith in Srila Prabhupada, what to speak of faith in others, namely Srila Prabhupada's followers and so on. And of course, that's to be expected, because even in Krishna's time, there was Shishupal, who didn't consider Krishna to be worthy of worship. Since then, there are so many Shishupals in terms of academics who just consider Krishna at best a historical person, and accuse Krishna of so many amoral acts, and of course not being God. So if Krishna becomes liable for so many false accusations, then what to speak of Krishna's devotees? And that's the way unfortunately the material energy works, is that it causes dissension, and people argue, and especially in Kali Yuga, people argue over insubstantial things, and in cases like this, they really pave their way to a very hellish existence. What awaits a person who criticizes Srila Prabhupada? So sadhu sabadan, we should be very careful about the our association. We should be very careful about what we hear, and not let ourselves become contaminated by the different types of misconceptions and arguments and accusations that can be easily found by the agency of the internet, social different social media, social venues. Better to keep ourselves in the shelter of, yes, Gopal Tapani Upanishad, and I went back to that for some real sanity, hearing the glories of Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees, rather than just the opposite of that. Hare Krishna.